Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, January 12, 2024. I'm Rob Dunwood. In its latest Dev Channel preview, Microsoft is testing out launching Copilot automatically when Windows 11 starts. The company says its AI-powered assistant will launch on widescreen devices upon Windows startup, but doesn't tell us exactly what a widescreen device is. Feedback from the Dev Channel preview presumably will determine whether a broader rollout will follow. Popular tech newsletter Platformer is leaving Substack over its policies around in response to pro-Nazi publications using the platform. Substack co-founder Hamish McKenzie said it would not remove or demonetize Nazi content back in December, although Substack is reinterpreting its rules. Platformer founder Casey Newton says that readers have made it clear that the publication should leave Substack. Platformer is migrating to Ghost, and if all goes well, subscribers will receive the newsletter next Tuesday, January 16th, from its new home. In an internal memo, Discord CEO Jason Citron said the company grew headcount too quickly over the past few years, and to sharpen our focus and improve the way we work together to bring more agility to our organization, the company is laying off 17% of its workforce, or about 170 employees. These cuts are Discord's largest to date after the messaging app laid off about 4% of its staff last August. Hertz, the largest car rental company in the United States, is selling a third of its electric vehicle fleet, about 20,000 EVs, mostly Teslas, and replacing them with gas-powered cars. Hertz cites low demand, falling resale prices, and high repair costs as the reasons for the decision. Google announced that it will support more real money games in the Play Store in 2024, allowing more types of games in the category following local laws. Real money games are defined as any type of game that allows users to bet and win money. Google said that the program with extended support for real money gaming will start in India, Brazil, and Mexico in June and roll out in more countries planned in the future. Despite 2023 being the year that kicked off the generative AI revolution, U.S. startup funding dropped 30% to $170.6 billion, down from $242.2 billion in 2022. This is a continued slump in venture capital funding, down from its peak in 2021 when startups raised $348 billion. AI startups did receive one of every three venture capital dollars invested in 2023, but reduced access to capital and higher interest rates have been a drag on the startup scene as a whole. Verizon has settled a 2023 lawsuit for $100 million where current and former users alleged the company unlawfully tacked on additional administrative charges to their service bills without consent. Verizon also never adequately or honestly disclosed the fee to customers before they subscribed to its services and uniformly charged them higher monthly rates than it advertised and promised. Verizon admitted to no wrongdoing, according to the settlement website. Prerequisites for ordering Apple's new Vision Pro have come out, and those looking to acquire the new mixed reality headset will need an iPhone or iPad with FaceTime to determine the right size light seal and headbands, which work together to give you a precise fit. Those who wear glasses will also need a valid unexpired prescription from a U.S. eye care professional to get the proper Zeiss optical inserts that accommodate most prescriptions. Following their green light from the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission on Wednesday, U.S. Bitcoin ETF saw $4.6 billion in volume on their first day of trading Thursday. The products mark a watershed moment for the cryptocurrency industry that will test whether digital assets, still viewed by many professionals as risky, can gain broader acceptance as an investment. And finally, two 10,000-unit batches of Rabbit's R1 Pocket AI Companion have sold out in 2 days. Rabbit would have been happy to sell just 500 units of its $199 large action model R1 handheld AI device, but after going on pre-sale Wednesday, all 10,000 sold out in under 24 hours. A second batch was added Thursday, and it too sold out in under 24 hours. Now Rabbit is on to batch 3, but unfortunately, this run won't be available until May or June of this year. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.